Well, how did you, what was some of your first archaeology, when you were in school, what were some of the first sites that you went on?
That's easy because, yeah, I didn't really have an opportunity or the knowledge to go and do high school digs or, you know, go for a weekend at a camp or something like that. I just didn't know how it was done back then. So my first experience was actually my own archaeology field school, which was in 1988, again, out of Boston University. There's a group of isles off the, about 7 miles out of Portsmouth, a group of isles called the Isle of Shoals. And that's where I met my wife, actually, a field school story come true. And
your wife's name?
Mary Ann Sweeney, yep. She's also an archaeologist. And, yeah.
One of the things I hear nowadays from fellows like Dale Slaughter or Mike Coons, the difference, because there's an age difference, you're much younger than them. The field experiences for students nowadays is a little limiting. What is your take on that as far as the opportunities? Not limiting in the nature of it. Have you had a lot of that field experience? Was there?
I think the opportunities here in Alaska are a lot different and better than opportunities actually in the lower 48. We have our field schools. When I was at the University of Alaska Fairbanks working on my postgraduate degrees, we had field school students come up and do that work. But undergraduates can actually do really good work out in the field here.
Yes, here in
Alaska. Compared to the lower 48, the number of jobs down there almost require a graduate degree, a master's in hand or working towards one pretty close to finish. Up here it's completely different. I've known undergraduates who have done field projects. The bottom line is that the opportunities up here are more because I think there's just... It's hard to explain. It's a massive landmass. Obviously, the federal land in Alaska is obviously tremendous, along with the state, and you just have to align yourself with an agency archaeologist such as myself. If I was approached by a high school student or an undergraduate, we would see what we could do to get them out into the field. I mean, to pursue their interests and stuff like that. Let alone the graduate degree, program. We've funded or helped people logistically to get out into the field all the time. I mean, one of the things I have a cooperative arrangement with the university up there, with the anthropology department, my old alma mater, and in order to, I teach a class and trying basically to suck students and give them projects out in the field. And I'd say the opportunities for this would be limited in the lower 48. You can do field work, but you're more, riding on the coattails of a larger project. You've probably got one small aspect. Maybe you would definitely have to be working on your master's or PhD. And up here, it's more open, let's just say. The opportunities are better.